As you walk along Gervais Street, it's hard not to stop and stare at the beautiful gowns that line the windows of Bella Vista Bridal and Wedding Boutique. Owner and designer Marcel Steele knows that brides want to feel special when shopping for their dresses and wanted to create a space for that to happen in Colombia. Her husband Ren opened the store in 2006 as a labor of love for Marcel after she suffered from illness and needed a fresh start. Since then, the couple has expanded the store to a Charleston location and hopes to expand across the southeast. Marcel recently sat down with the Carolina Reporter with Ren to tell us more about owning a boutique and the process of designing.
What is it like? I know that you said not everybody has that like emotional like aha moment, but what is it like to be a part of that when you are there and you get to experience that with someone?
It's great. I mean, it's, you know, you really feel like, you know, I've just been able to witness something that's really special. For me personally, it's not even so much them with that moment. For me, it's the mother and daughter and watching how mothers and daughters react with one another. I mean, we are four generations of only single female children. So my mom was an only single female child. I'm an only single female child. My daughter's an only single female child. So I remember my relationship when we went dress shopping with my mother. And, you know, this is where I am going to get teary-eyed. I will think of it when I go with my daughter. And I see the relationships in my store, and some are very sad, to be honest with you. And we have to witness that as well. We have to witness over-opinionated mothers. We have to witness mothers who put their daughters down. We have to witness mothers telling their daughters they're heavy or fat. I mean, we see some really not so nice things on our end as well. I mean, I know that everybody, like, you know, has stories about their bridal store, but sometimes the bridal store has a lot of stories about how friends react with one another, how sisters react with one another, and how mothers react with one another. So when I see that very heartfelt moment, when a mother realizes that her little girl or her daughter is getting married, and the daughter realizes, this is it, I'm getting married. See that? I get very emotional at that because that is what's special. That moment is forever. Not the dress. It really has nothing to do with the dress. It's because of the wedding. It's because of, I understand that. But it's that moment that mother and daughter will never forget.
And what goes into the process of you designing a dress?
The comfort of the dress is huge with us in our store here. You know, a lot of times people will say, oh, well, I saw the exact same dress. And I'll say to them, are you sure it's the exact same? Or was ours silk, which is a lot softer of a product? Are you sure it's the same lace? Because I'm very particular on the kinds of laces that I'll bring in. You know, you have to feel how rough it is, how if it's not very smooth, if it's going to be harsh underneath your arms. Halters tend to have a lot of trigger points in the back of the neck. So if it's not structured and boned well up underneath your bodice, it'll really start aggravating the back of the neck. Headaches will happen. I mean, so we really have to take into account how it's going to be worn and the weight of the dress, the weight of the fabric, you know, that what we're changing is mainly for the comfort of the bride.
Okay. And what kind of goes into your inspiration when you're designing? What do you get inspired by?
I'm definitely, we're more of a minimalist. We take more of a minimalist approach to our design. I think everybody here does. I ask comfort. And then, again, that blend of what girls like, but also remembering a little bit more about what men like, I think is very, very important in bridal and completely a missed element. Men are very architectural. Men like very distinct lines, where women are more soft and lacy and feminine. And soft and lacy and feminine is wonderful and it's beautiful. But I think when that can be merged with soft, subtle hints of architectural, I think that it's just phenomenal. So that's definitely our approach.
Why do you have so much passion for designing? Like, where did that come from?
Genetic. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of at this point is probably genetic. You know, they always say that, you understand your parents a lot more the older you get. And that's for sure true. Like I said, my father is a designer and he designed for many, many folks. And I guess just seeing something created and visions come to life, I think is really neat. I know that there was two dresses this past week that we've sold that were pretty much solely mine. And just the sheer joy that it gave the girls who got it. They were kind of complex dresses to understand because they were very architectural. And the girls that got it just got it. They saw the lines. They appreciated the structure. And so that's kind of neat when something like that comes to fruition.
Okay. And I know you're talking about how you're a little bit different because you have an interior design background.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you take from that and put into your dress design?
Basically, one of the things I had to learn is that, you know, every artist is different. I can't draw. So, you know, a little secret about me. I don't even write nice. My writing's even scribbly. So, this father that I'm talking about and a lot of the girls here who are canvas oil painters, they see a blank canvas and they can translate between their brain and their hands what they want and some passion that they have in their heart, what they want to come out through that paintbrush and get on that canvas. I guess it was a good 10 years ago into my early 30s, late 20s, early 30s, that I realized when I walked into a room and I saw it completed that everybody couldn't do that. And I'd say, well, you don't see the drapes on the walls? And they're like, no, this is in shambles. Like, you don't see the floors refinished. You don't see the ceiling done. You don't, like, I look completely through boxes and orange carpet from the 70s on the floor and I see it done. It's my canvas. And this also has translated into that where I can see the fabrics, the way they're going to lay, and I know the way the finished product is going to look before it's ever even been started. And I just thought everybody had that talent. I mean, I literally looked at people and said, people don't do this on a regular basis. And people had to tell me, no, Marcel, most people can't do that. and I'm like, okay, so I get this now. I get my talent. I'm comfortable with my creativity and my talent. And, it's okay that I can't draw. It's okay. You know, he can. That's the really funny thing and that's why we make such a great team, is sometimes if I do have to draw sketches and I do have to do things. Now, I have some certain sketch diagrams that I can sketch things out because I'm used to doing it and I have a formula that I do it in. But as far as being able to start from scratch in doing people, I can't do it, but he can. And so if I can't get it out, who to get it out better through your husband. So he can take what I'm thinking, and get it onto paper if I need to. And that's what's really cool. Cause most people, and he has no vision. So, well,
that's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what's kind of cool about it. He can draw, and he's very artistic, but he doesn't draw on his own. When you draw more like mosaic style, I guess you'd say.
Well, I mean, abstract or graphic.
He's very graphic. And so as far as like if I'm like trying to come up with a new window display and I want a palm tree or I want to do the window out and I can't draw it and I'm like, you know, put a tree there, you know, or something like he knows what I'm talking about. Put a palm tree there or put a limb for fall there or something because I can't get it out. He can, but he couldn't start from a blank window and see it done the way I can. So we kind of needed each other.